4:44 here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local. Appreciate you joining us here and live in the studio with me, Brian Braley. He is a permanency specialist for Nebraska Children's Home Society. Brian, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. First question I have, you're a permanency specialist at the Nebraska Children's Home Society.
Yeah, so my job, I work with foster kids who parental rights have been terminated or are going to be terminated and are seeking an adoptive home. So I reach out, make sure they have connections, and help them find that forever home.
Wow. How did you get into that?
My sister was a social worker and kind of followed in her footsteps, and I've been working in the foster care field for the past 7 years now and been with NCHS for the past 2.5 years doing this position.
So when you first a child that can use your help, can you kind of take us through that at a high level?
I get the referral and I go and meet with the caseworker, kind of get as much information about this kid and their past and their trauma history, and start working on trying to find connections that they may have had when they were super little that they don't have anymore, just so I can keep them connected to their past and those positive connections. And then we take pictures of them, put them on Nebraska Heart Gallery, so that way people who are interested in adopting can look for them there. People reach out to me, or I'll find a special family and kind of connect the two and work through their trauma and work through their getting that relationship built and get the adoption completed.
So when you're working with potential adoptors, mm-hmm. That's you, the caseworker. Are there other people in the team involved to make this happen?
Yes. There can be a lot of people. There can be, you know, the agency where these foster parents may be from, their representative, the youth worker, a guardian ad litem, which is an attorney for the kid, a CASA worker, which is a case-appointed worker. There can just be therapists. There can be a whole lot on a team, just to ensure that everything is fitting together perfectly and that it's a good fit.
I'm loath to ask this question, but I am very curious. So at what point does the child meet a potential adoptor, and how do you prevent heartbreak from, you know, hopes are up and then now it doesn't work out for whatever reason?
Yeah. It's all kind of case-by-case basis. We want to make sure that the youth is in a stable situation to be able to meet them. Sometimes I get cases where the kid is already placed in a foster home and that foster parent's kind of on the fence, and so that's why they bring me in to kind of work with the foster parents to see if they would be interested. So a lot of the times the youth already knows the foster parent and or the person that is going to adopt them. So that makes it a lot easier. There are some times where people will reach out because the youth is on an adoption website, and so they'll reach out to me and be like, well, I want more information. So then I really spend a lot of time with that adoptive parent to make sure that they are going to be a good fit, because there are some times where maybe they're just not going to be a good fit because things don't match up. But once we realize that they're a good fit and that the youth is in a stable place, then we can look at getting that meeting going.
Well, these children have been through a ton, and one of the ways to help express what they have felt, what they've been through, what they hope for, mm-hmm. is for them to create art.
Yes.
And there is an art show tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. during the Benson First Friday, and that's at the 402 Art Collective at 66 Maple Street. Can you tell me about this event and what's going on here and the purpose
behind
this?
Yeah, so we actually had 9 kids that are serviced through Nebraska Children's Home Society, Lutheran Family Services of Nebraska, and Child Saving Institute. So we had 9 different kids that were in all 3 of our agencies. They got to pair up with a mentor from 402 Arts Collective. Big thanks to them. I mean, they donated their time, supplies, everything, so that way these kids could kind of come and express themselves. The art event is called I Am More Than, for the kids to express themselves through art and prove and show that they're more than just a foster kid. You know, sometimes that word foster kid kind of has a stigma to it, a bad rap, and so this is a way for them to express themselves through art. And then also there's going to be a little short bio about them that they came up with in themselves that says, you know, I am more than a foster kid. I am a strong person. I am an artist. I am, you know, just whatever they could come up with. And it's just been a great event. The kids got to pick between different artwork. There were some watercolor, some drawing. I even had a kid who wrote and recorded his own rap. And so that's going to be played tomorrow. So it's just been really fun to watch these kids be able to express themselves. And it's a perfect time for it, too, because Nebraska is actually National Adoption Month. And so this way we can kind of get the word out that, you know, there's kids out there that need adopted. And actually in Nebraska alone, there's over 900 kids that are seeking an adoptive home. So this is a great way for the kids to express themselves, but then also for us to say, hey, we need adoptive homes.
Kicking off Adoption Month, November 1st, tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. Benson, First Friday, 6051 Maple Street at the 402 Art Collective. You can swing by the event, or you can check out some information at nchs.org. Take a look. My guest, Brian Braley, a permanency specialist, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been doing great work, and bless you for everything you've done for all those kids. NPR programming continues right about now.